But it's also more than capitalism. It's just the general evolution. Neighborhoods change all the time. Businesses change. Businesses close. Perfect example, Circuit City. Circuit City was a place that was really, really popular to buy VHSs and televisions. And all of a sudden, Best Buy came along. Totally took over the market. They were doing something that Circuit City was not doing. And then all of a sudden, Circuit City left. Now, granted, that is a chain store, but it was the fabric of a lot of communities in the same way, in the sense that it was old, it was comfortable, I was used to going there, and then I got used to going someplace else.
I don't think that's the same, though, because that's not a neighborhood meetup the way that Loretta's is. I wouldn't put Circuit City.
Tower Records was actually Tower Records. There's a fantastic documentary about Tower Records.
Tower Records was different than Circuit City.
Okay, well, then let's use Tower Records.
Okay.
Am I sad that Tower Records is gone? I'm not sad because I stopped going there. I remember as a kid, every single Friday, my dad would take me to the Tower Records in Northridge, where I come from, in California. We would go. We would shop for CDs. I'd go through. I remember the first CD I bought at a Tower Records, the Toadie CD, Rubberneck. Fantastic CD, by the way. I have some nostalgia for that. But when I learned that it was going under and was gone, I'm like, okay, I mean, it sucks. I remember some good memories, but I haven't shopped there in seven years.
That was just technology changing. That was just the fact that no one was buying, or fewer and fewer people
were
buying.
Yeah, but we made a choice. We chose to go and buy stuff online. We chose to buy stuff at Amazon. We chose to buy stuff at Best Buy. We chose to stop shopping at Tower Records because even though we have
a change in technology. This is a change in
– It wasn't a change in technology. It was a change in the way that you are given the product. Yes, it's technology to a point, but
totally
going
is.
To Best Buy and buying a CD there because they were able to buy a lot more than Tower Records, I bought the same CD. I'm not making that argument. Tower Records was killed not just because of MP3s. I mean, that's just not true. It was killed in a variety of ways, including just really bad business models. But here's the deal. There are people who right now could be going to Rebar or to Loretta's or to your neighborhood dive bar. You're choosing not to. And every single time you choose not to, you are helping contribute to its demise. And so all I'm saying is, if you don't want them to go, you have to start actually going to them and buying from them.
We don't know necessarily that these are unprofitable businesses. And I think that that's kind of the sad part, is that the business model is working. It's just not working as well as something else that could come in there.
Well, then the conversation should not be with cities, right? It should be with the owners. At some point, because a lot of times you've got owners who are selling it, to your point, they're selling the land because
they wouldn't.
It's really, really, really,
I mean, I get
profitable.
Why they do. If someone comes out of nowhere and says, oh, your property is worth $1.5 million,
so why
we'll cut you a check tomorrow. Yeah, the owners actually have to take some of the blame there because they're selling out.
In that
I get
case,
it.
It's all of the blame.
So I don't know what the solution is here. I don't know exactly what historic – are they trying to get historic designation?
Which is ridiculous.
Why?
Because they're not historic. They're just something being
old. How are
we
defining historic?
Historic should, I would argue, has some meaningful importance to the neighborhood beyond its comforting. Right?
Loretta's perhaps does.
Fine. If they say this is important to – this is where they signed the first treaty of blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. You can go ahead. But, I mean, we're just
– I don't think it just has to be – it doesn't –
How would
just,
you define it?
I guess the importance to the neighborhood. There has to be.
As defined by who?
As defined by the neighborhood.
At the time?
Yeah, I think.
Okay, if that changes, do we then say, okay, we got to take away the historic status? Because remember, when you label something
how is it defined when we, let's say we have a house that George Washington slept in one night?
Well, because
who defines
clearly,
that?
Well, one night, I don't think it would be considered.
There's some towns that literally,
But the neighborhood, as long as the neighborhood's not going to change their mind, I guess I don't have a problem with that. But usually when you have something that's labeled historic, it's kind of difficult to unlabel it historic.
Yes.
And so if it's simply going to be the people who currently still go to Loretta's or wherever. We're saying Loretta's just because that was the focus of the story. But whatever. What about the other people who move to the neighborhood who don't give a damn? Who don't care anymore about that particular dive bar? We've now just said
but
that will always be this historic building when a new
but we
set
do
of
that,
neighborhood.
But we do that with other buildings. We do like what's
of
the difference between
historic
doing
importance with something important to the history of the city or the state or the country.
As defined by you, you're looking at historic in there was a treaty signed there or some sort of bill was drafted there. I think that there's other ways to label a building historic.
Maybe George Washington slept in Loretta. Maybe he got just sloshed one night at
and
Loretta's.
Just passed out in Loretta's.
Just passed out for 17 minutes before he got carted off. And then, okay, fine, I'll back that up.